This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, November 12th, 2018. I'm Seemarie Ainsborough. Unions around the world are engaged in campaigns to win equal pay for work of equal value. Globally, women earn only 77 cents for every dollar that men earn. As a result, women spend whole lifetimes earning less than men and retire into poverty. The global wage deficit of 23% less for women is wider when women have children in countries where there is no adequate childcare. For example, in sub-Saharan Africa, the wage deficit for women with children is 31%. For women without children, it's 4%. The pay gap is why the United Nations has declared as one of its Sustainable Development Goals the achievement of equal pay for equal work by 2030. To attain the goal, the UN has initiated the Equal Pay International Coalition, EPIC. One of the partners in the coalition is the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the global body which represents national union centers such as the Ghana Trade Union Congress. Chidi King is the director of ITUC's Equality Department. In an interview with the UN's International Labour Organization, she was asked about the Equal Pay International Coalition, EPIC.
I think EPIC is quite groundbreaking and seminal, and given that the role of the ITUC is to represent workers in the workplace, then our involvement in this is key. The persistence of the gender pay gap is perhaps the most tangible expression of discrimination against women in the workplace. And the fact that no country has yet managed to tackle this, the fact that as trade unions we still need to bring this to the fore in our collective bargaining agendas, means that being part of EPIC, of the Equal Pay International Coalition, can be extremely useful for us.
Ms. King was asked what the ITUC is doing to support equal pay.
The ITUC and our members, because it's really our members who do the heavy lifting on the ground, are working very hard in terms of informing, first of all, our membership about their right to equal pay for work of equal value. We're educating our members about the concept of equal pay for equal value, because it's still a concept that is very much misunderstood, what it means to value jobs performed by women in the same way that we would value equivalent jobs that are being performed by men is not always an easy concept to understand. We're engaging, of course, in social dialogue with employers to help them also understand how in putting in place policies and practices that will promote gender equality, including equal pay for equal value, benefits the employer, as well as, of course, the workforce, and contributes to sound industrial relations. We're pushing the issue up our collective bargaining agendas to ensure that it's part of the negotiations that trade unions are involved in, because all research continues to show that where there are unions in place, where there's collective bargaining on pay, then the gender pay gap tends to be narrower. And of course, we're working in terms of advocacy with governments to ensure that the right policies and laws are in place to encourage equal pay for work of equal value. And when we talk about policies, we talk about, of course, employment policies, but also social policy, including, for example, policies related to care and family responsibilities and balancing those with work. But we're also talking about macroeconomic policies, because this also goes to the heart of achieving pay equity or equal pay for work of equal value.
Ms. King was asked what needs to be done to ensure equal pay for work of equal value.
We need to do a lot more. As I already mentioned, making sure that this features, deliberately making sure that this features on collective bargaining agendas, because it's still too often missing, is one of the key things that workers' organisations can do. And then looking at how workplace policy functions and ensuring that the proper policies are in place that are going to encourage and foster the achievement of equal pay for work of equal value. So that's not just in looking at pay scales and making sure that these are gender neutral. And it really involves making sure that we ourselves are educated and understand what we mean by this concept of equal pay for work of equal value.
You can learn more about the Global Equal Pay Campaign by searching for Equal Pay International Coalition, EPIC. I'm Seemarie Ainsborough. Thank you for listening.